find Vern and get to Father Vern.
That was sweet of him.
That was one of those days where...
It's just one of those days, like you said. It's when you're in the zone, it's like you're on a high, and it's and you can't come down. You can't come down. It's a beautiful thing. He was able to find me several times, and you know we started to click, and we were on the same page, because that's what it's about. It's about being on the same page, and just having that chemistry with your quarterback. It was beautiful, but we can't stop here. We have to keep on going, keep on ascending.
Nobody would choose to have a teammate like Crabtree out for an extended period, but do you think his absence has helped you and Colin sort of come together, get in a rhythm more?
Never really thought about that. I would rather have Crabtree, you know, rather than, you know, be out there with Kaepernick and I'm making plays. I would rather have Crabtree out there helping us, because he's a tremendous player. You know, he really helped us last year. We miss him, and we would definitely rather have him.
What percentage would you say your hamstring is right now?
I'm not sure. Not sure. I can't put my finger on it at the moment. But close.
Harbaugh wasn't sure you had that catch on the sideline there. When were you sure your timing was perfect on that one?
Well, I didn't think about it. I just, you know, I ran the route, got open, made the play. I did everything that I was supposed to do, made sure I was right there for Cappy, and I caught the ball. Same thing I've been doing all week in practice. We rehearsed it, you know, several times, and I came up with the ball.
You're over the head catch. What's the degree of difficulty on that?
Very difficult. But that kind of catch is something that I work on every day. Every day that I'm in practice, I work on that play. And, you know, that catch, you want to work on it, because it's difficult. It's difficult. You have to really keep your eyes on the ball. You have to focus and just wait for it to come down.
Who do you have? Do you have one of the guys throw it to you?
I do. I have Nathan Bresky, our trainer. He's been there for me since he got here. And we've been throwing like that for 5 years now. And he's been a blessing for me.
You're allowed to call him Cappy if you have 171 yards in the first half.
I call him Cappy every day. Cappy, I don't know if he like it, but he's going to have to accept it.
Did their coverage against you change at all in the second half, or did the play calls just go a little different?
Well, they started banging me around a little bit up front. I know their linebacker Dansby came down a couple times, and he tried to put his hands on me to slow me down. But I expected it, but you know, when they do that, it's hard to get around that and get out into your route, especially on corner routes.
Two more guys.
Vernon, Frank keeps doing this, and we're saying he's 29. When's he going to slow down? He has a game like today, just keeps pounding away. Any comments on what it's like to be with him and watch him?
It's always a pleasure to watch Frank, and you know, definitely playing with him is a treat. Because he's one of the best backs I've ever seen, you know, in my opinion. He's one of the best I've ever seen. And not only is he a good running back, he's also a great person. He has a good heart. He wants to be great, you know, all the time. I have to hear from him if I'm not blocking, if I miss a block, he'll come up to me. Man, why you didn't get the block, man? Why you didn't get the block? Come on. I was like, all right, Frank, all right, don't get mad at me. I got you. It's always a pleasure playing with him.
How big is this kind of win when you guys don't play your divisional opponents that often? You guys are able to get a win like this, take second place in the West?
It's very big for us. Anytime you can get the lead early in the season is always great, because you don't want to play catch up. It's hard. It's hard when you're behind. You're trying to catch up on some wins. It's extremely tough. So to get this win and, you know, come out with the victory is an amazing thing for us. We just have to move on now and get ready for the next opponent. Take it one game at a time, continue to practice hard, and put in a good game plan.